Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you have an awesome, a fabulous morning or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in. You know, we love you here at Good Deeds because you support us in everything we do and say. I am your host, Dr. Renee Sunday. I have been entrusted to wear a lot of hats, and you always support me, so I thank you for that. Because if you, guess what, in your purpose, I'm in my purpose. So I thank you that you allow us to educate you and motivate you and inspire you that we both can move forward in our destiny in life. You know, I just wanted to speak a little bit on, you know, your creativity. You know, everybody has a, you know, some form of creativity. You know, the thing is, you have your gifts inside of you. They are already there. You know, your dreams, your passions, and, of course, your purpose and your destiny in life. It's already inside of you. The things that you really like, okay? And the things you don't like, you don't like. But, you know, we have to be able to balance life. We have to be able to do things. You know, let's say, for example, you don't like cooking. Well, you're going to have to adjust to that because you don't want to eat out every day, and then you don't want, you know, to be dealing with to going over people's house to eat. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm being funny, but the thing is, some things we have to adjust to actually do to be, you know, successful in life. But the thing is, it's okay to delegate, but make sure you know what you're delegating for. But we have to have the right perspective. That's the thing I want to talk about, because if you don't have the right perspective of something, your creativity won't shine. So if you go in with something on negative, guess what? You're going to actually have a negative vibe about it. You're going to get frustrated, overwhelmed, and that's not going to be good. But if you use your creativity to shine your light to the world, the dreams, the purpose, and the things you have inside, you're going to make someone smile, and you're going to take away their problem that they have, because you are showing the world your creativity, and you can do that in so many ways. You can do that if you're a speaker, if you're a coach, if you're, if you're a healthcare professional, if you're a mechanic, if you actually do things with your hands, you know, if you make things, if you actually, you know, I love pictures and sculptures that people have, and I love, guess what, and I know a lot of ladies and men can say hello to this. We love wearing our different jewelry and the things that actually make that different. You know, when you have custom made and when you have things made just to your personality, it just lights your world up. And that's what we actually have today on Good Deeds. We actually have an awesome young lady that's with us that uses her creativity on a daily basis. She actually custom make. Now, see, that's already make you excited there. Custom make jewelry. I mean, she can do what you need, okay? She'll tell us about all the wonderful people that she's had the opportunity to make jewelry for. But the thing is, she always wants you to know that you can reach out to her no more, but you can actually have things created just for you. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's hard to believe that, but yes, you can. And they are people are walking in their purpose, and that's what they do on a daily basis. And we have an awesome young lady here with us that actually does that. Isn't that wonderful? We just feel all in the privilege. We have none other than the CEO and the creator. we just have it. She do all the things in one. We actually have the awesome, the fabulous Betty Irving. Are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Renee. Thank you for having me.
Well, we thank you so much for taking time out your schedule. I know your busy schedule to be with us on Good Deeds. But, you know, this is something dear to my heart. It's dear. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, the things that's going on in your life.
Okay, we all love our jewelry. I know I do. And as you said, my name is Betty Irving. I'm owner and creator of B&D Beaded Creations here in Charleston, South Carolina. My company is a God-centered business, and our values are honesty, integrity, and trustworthiness, and that's all important to me. And as owner of B&D Beaded Creations, I offer quality, affordable to high-end handmade jewelry, handmade personally by me. I make everything. I don't order anything. I make every piece that I have. And each piece I make with care and love, and each piece I make is as uniquely special as each customer. I customize everything. There's no two pieces alike unless somebody might request me to make double, then I'll make it that way. And I know, like, I don't know about you, but I like walking into a room and not worry about somebody else having that same piece of jewelry that I have on me. I like just to stand out and everybody saying, look at that necklace, look at that bracelet. I like being unique, and that's why I came up with this idea of custom making everything. And I absolutely love creating jewelry, and as a perfectionist, I get so lost in creating my pieces, and I will not stop until I have that image in my head. I know when you do your thing, you have this image of how you want things to turn out, and I will keep at it until that image comes to life, with taking it from the beads, from Apollo beads, all the way to creating a necklace or earrings, because in my shop I have necklaces, I have bracelets, earrings, watches, rings, and I sell them in singles, and you can get sets, because some of us, we want bracelets and necklaces, or necklaces and earrings. And in addition to my everyday pieces, I also have two different lines. I have my B&D's bridal collection, where brides can come in. They want that their colors are like my wedding colors were blue. You can customize your pieces and have your color scheme put into those pieces of jewelry for yourself, for the bride, or for her bridal party, or mother, or the mother of the groom. Anything, I can customize anything for her, and I can do the whole wedding party. And also, I didn't leave out my Little Divas, because I have my Little Diva collection where all the little girls, they want to sparkle too. So they can get, I can do sets, a mother and daughter set, and they can be just alike, because, you know, as kids, we love playing with our mom's jewelry. Now the little girls can have their own jewelry. There's something for everybody in my shop. However, like I said before, for some reason, if you can't find that exact piece that you're looking for, I can customize a piece just for you, and we will work for it either as changing a size or a color, or I can come up with just a totally different piece and a new piece, and we will keep working until I can come up with that exact piece that you will be happy with. And you don't have to worry about somebody else having that piece or that piece breaking all of a sudden, because I use high quality, the best quality materials, the best quality beads that I can buy.
Wow. That is so powerful of what you're saying. I mean, the thing is, because I'm thinking, people know I'm single, but I have been in three that I remember. Yeah, three. I've been in three weddings, and that has been the thing that makes the bride, I mean, they're scream almost, is finding jewelry that actually appeals for, you know, the different ladies. And, of course, the shoes is always an issue. But the jewelry,
right.
And you said that you can actually go, we can tell you what the color scheme, and you can actually suggest to us different types of jewelry that will accent, of course, what, you know, what we have on in the wedding party. But that is amazing. I think that is very unique. I have never heard of that service before. So I really commend you for that, because you're just really standing out.
Thank you. And I wish I would have known about custom jewelry when I got married, because I had a piece that was just like everybody else's, because I had to have jewelry with my wedding dress. My favorite piece that's in my shop is a white crystal set. And like that white crystal set, it's got a bead on the inside, and it's netted with small beads on the outside. And like, for example, like I said, with blue, you can take and change, like either leave the crystal that's inside and put little blue spiraling throughout the necklace or the earrings. And you can have that little bit of sparkle and make it unique to you and to your wedding party, and it would just stand out, and it shines, and you can do any color you want.
I'm laughing because I know here in Atlanta, it's always, I mean, it's getting to the point that it's a red carpet event. even during the week. I mean, not just Friday and Saturday.
Right.
I mean, we have awards on Sunday. We have, it's all events almost every day of the week that's becoming a red carpet experience. And this is actually a great opportunity because I just be real, we as ladies, we do want something that actually is going to make us smile inside. And most ladies,
exactly,
be honest, when we dressed up and our hair done, don't you think so, Betty? We just glow when that happens.
It is. You can wake up in the worst of moods, but if you get dressed up nice, even if you don't go anywhere, get dressed up nice, put a nice piece of jewelry on it, and it just makes you feel better about yourself. And it makes your day go a lot better.
Yeah, I believe that. Now, let me ask a question, because I know this is what some people are going to ask, because I actually have a young lady that seems like she knows everybody that's getting married. Seems like, I know most people, and I'm going to just put a quotation around this, you know, it takes a year to plan, but, you know, we as ladies that hadn't been hadn't been married or, you know, thinking about marriage, we pretty much had the wedding almost planned out before.
Exactly.
We started planning. How much time frame do you need if we, you know, of course, if we know our colors, we know how many, you know, how many will be in the bride party in regards of, you know, mother, you know, the bride's mom and also the groom's mom, you know, and just how long, if you have a party, bridal party, how long does it take? Do we need to give you a leeway so we can make sure we don't put you in a bin, but we actually, of course, get the services that we need?
Right, and to be honest, it depends on the piece, because some pieces can be done in a couple of days or a week. And, for example, that one piece I was talking about, the Crystal Sparkle set that's on my website, I would need at least 3 weeks to do that, because it's time-consuming, and I have to get the right enough of beads to make that one particular piece. So I usually will tell the bride I need at least 3 weeks. However, if you're like me and you plan your wedding and it's quick planning, I can do a quicker response for an extra fee. So it's usually about 3 weeks.
Yeah. I totally understand that, yeah, because it depends. You know how sometimes we see something and then we want something else, so I understand. As long as I think the key is, from the weddings I've been in and just anything in general in life, communication is the key. So long as we communicate with you, I think, wow.
Exactly.
That is amazing. Because I'm thinking about those awards that we see on TV, and then now a lot of people are having different awards. Like, I think actually one coming up in Atlanta, nonprofit awards, and it's a Rice Awards. It's all type of awards, basically what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That we actually have to do the red carpet, get on stage, et cetera, et cetera, that we want actually – the jury is important. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen.
You got to have your bling.
Team, don't let me – there you I love it, Betty. You a mess. I love it. Because most of the pictures, now let's be honest, most of the pictures, you know, we do the red carpet, you know, it's a full length with the shoes and all that. But a lot of the pictures, if you notice when you're at events, it's always from, you know, sort of like your stomach area up. So that means you got to have your hair and your necklace and all that stuff has to complement. And you want to be, you know, you want to do it with a spirit of excellence. And so that's very important.
Exactly. And if you look at those magazines with the actors and the actors in it, they zero in and have close-ups of the jewelry that the people are wearing. So you want your jewelry to stand out.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, I want to circle back for a minute because I want to ask you, how did you actually get into this type of industry? Because this is wonderful.
It is, and people are surprised that before I did this, I actually had a year of law school. That didn't work out for family reasons. And then I turned, and I was a nanny for a set of twins. However, and how I got started on making jewelry is my husband and I decided to adopt a little boy a few years ago. And I honestly used this as a relaxation hobby of mine, just to relax after I put my son to bed and just to have relaxing time. And a lot of people said doing those small beads is so stressful, but to me it was a stress relief. And then I discovered how much I loved creating these pieces and how good I was at doing it. I just decided to turn that passion into my business. And I mean, my son's even got his own beads, and he makes his own little jewelry. He makes his leather bracelets, and he's starting to make other bracelets. So he's falling right behind me, and that's how I got started in it.
Wow. Now, you know what they said, the things that we don't, let me just say this, my coaching hat here. You know, your passion is something that's easily for you to do. That's basically
exactly.
Something that you don't even think about doing it, and somebody will come and say, wow, you did that just like you said, Betty. And then you said, well, yes, this was easy for me, and that ends up being your purpose in life. Now, everybody don't come out that way. Sometimes when you're in a painful situation, and then when you go through that or overcome that, that ends up being your purpose because you can actually help people by your testimony. But a lot of people, same way just like Betty did, that is so powerful. I just commend you for that because, and then what you said, the next step that you said that even your son is actually picking up the awesome, skill set of doing his little.
He is, and he's actually good at it. He's actually getting really good at it.
Wow. Well, let me.
And he's not even 10 yet.
You know, because he's not 10 yet. Oh, wow.
He's not even 10 yet. He won't be 10 until January.
Wow. Well, you're a great role model, you and your husband.
Thank you.
He actually already have him a job. He already has started his business, and he's not even 10.
Exactly.
So
he's got his little signs up that he wants to set up for sale.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. See, that's great. That's ooh. You just made me just almost want to holler on that because that's what we have to do is pass things on to our kids. We got to do that because
they
look at us, and actually the great thing to do is be a model. You know, I want to ask you this. So this one, you know, I'm going to be transparent. I just found this out, when I got into the media area because, you mm-hmm. know, be honest, in anesthesia, we're in the operating room, so we wear our scrubs, and most of them are blue. Most of them are, most of them are blue. Yeah, because blue is for, you
right.
know, for healing. So most scrubs we wear. But when we get into jewelry, and I know people, you know, because I'm getting in media, I didn't realize that I look, you know, good in earth colors and bright colors. I kind of stayed away from them because, you know, as ladies, when we're concerned about our weight, I'll be honest, we tend to wear black because black tends to slim us.
Hey, I'm right here with you.
In regard, you're a mess, Betty. But, you know, all of us have different, we'll just say it in a clean way, different size necks and different, you know, it may be more of a longer slim and stuff like that. Is it a certain type of jewelry we can wear depending on, you know, if we tend to have a more of a longer neck or if our neck tends to be, you know what I'm trying to say, in regards, because certain clothes I don't look good in, you know, those little kids' clothes that, what they call them, they look like pink pajamas to me. But certain jewelry I don't look good in either if it's too small. Is there an art of us kind of trying to help you out, I guess? We may have to send you a picture online so we can actually get the best jewelry that's going to actually fit our body structure.
Right, I understand. And the way I usually do it, I like the bigger, more statement pieces. Some people like the more like slender, thin, sparkly jewelry. But to me, you wear whatever you're comfortable wearing, honestly. I mean, some people, they want to wear what looks good, what feels good. But if you feel good in your jewelry, and like me, I like the brighter colors. I'm trying, I go toward purple, but I'm trying to step away from that purple and going into new stuff and making new stuff, not just what I like. Because I found when I first started, everything was purple. I would make everything that I liked. But now I'm starting to put other colors together, other color combinations, and it's just what you're comfortable in. I mean, if you're comfortable in, like, the brighter colors, wear a brighter color. I mean, and the longer necklaces, I like the longer ones. And to be honest, with the ones of us that are, like, heavier chested, a longer necklace would be better. because if you get one of the shorter necklaces, it's just going to lay there. So a longer necklace would droop over, and it would look better, honestly.
Now that's good, because see, you know, I didn't know that before I got into media, what you just said in regards to that. And you know, that's what I got to say, because actually it's kind of interesting. Now people are wearing jewelry. You know how when we grew up, Mom was saying that, okay, let's say, for example, if we had a necklace that was, let's say, a teal color, you know, now mm-hmm. people are putting gold and teal, for example, together. So now we are putting a lot of different combinations together, which is fun to me. But have you seen that over your since you've been in the industry, that we're blending more type of colors and color schemes together than we've done in the past?
I have. And actually, I'm about to start a piece because when I first started and recently, I've just been putting like one or two colors together, maybe just one solid color. I was scared of the color schemes because when I came up, you didn't put different colors together. You went one solid color. And that's how I grew up. And now, I mean, I just came across this color combination that I'm loving. It's like a fuchsia color, a fuchsia or pink color with gold. And it actually, I wouldn't think it would go together, but I actually looked at the beads when I was ordering them, and it's going to make a good statement piece. And the colors go really good combination, like golden at fuchsia or golden purple, or gold is a big color right now. I actually made a piece that it was gold and cream color pearls with chains, and it was beautiful.
That sounds just interesting. Just think about it. You know, let me ask you this, because, you know, time mm-hmm. goes by. So quickly. You know, being virtual, meaning being online, an online business, you know, with your wonderful website, and then if we in your area, we can, you know, reach out to you. But how should we, being in, another city, another state, another country, how we can actually – you know, of course, you know, we can mail stuff anywhere now. I mean, UPS,
right.
the other one, and then United States Postal. And how can we actually, you know, get the services for you? Because after we see what it is, you know, we already going to be like, yeah, that's it.
Well, social media is wonderful. I have gotten used to that, starting to know that. And people can get me on my website. There's actually a section on there to contact me. You can leave me a note on there. And my website is www.beadedcreations.com. Excuse me. It's www.bdbeadedcreations.com. Or a faster way, if you want to get a hold of me, is on my business Facebook page at BD Beaded Creations. And I'm always working on social media, doing my marketing and everything. So it will notify me as soon as a message comes through, and you can message me what you want. And if it's a custom piece, I will contact you back, and we will email each other back and until we come up with a piece that you'd be happy with.
Yeah, that's powerful. I'm glad you mentioned that. But, you know, also you did we did chat a little bit about you've done so a lot of celebrities and you know, custom jewelry. And you know, of course, not just celebrities, but, you know, all types of people that want something custom made, and we all do. Tell us a little bit about that experience that you've actually have done, some people that we see on on TV all the time.
Okay, one of the particular ones, the one that I made the gold and cream pearl and chain necklace for, her name's Candace, and if you watched the movie Drumline years ago, she's the girl that was in it that did the one-handed push-ups in Drumline. I did a set for her. And I've did sets for different reality TV shows, stars. I did one for Flo from Bad Girls. And I've also, based in Atlanta, I did one for a beauty queen pageant, and she owns her own fashion line. So I'm starting to do them for everybody.
Yeah, that actually, when you said that, it sparked me because, of course, that may be a marketing angle for you, because I'll be honest, Atlanta has a lot of fashion shows, and I actually had the opportunity to be in Miss Corporate America in Orlando last, January. And actually, I won the audience award. But anyway, I just thought of that. That's a great angle, because I didn't realize, there are so many pageants. And the goal is they do at certain parts of the, certain parts of the pageant, they want us to look just alike if you can. You know,
exactly.
Very similar, especially in the neck area and up. So, yeah, that's a great marketing angle. And actually, I will connect you with a couple of people that we know with that.
Exactly. I'd appreciate it.
It was a hard time. It was hard, Betty, for us to all get something alike. It was kind of touch and go there for a little bit. So I'm glad you came into our world that we can actually connect.
Thank you. I'll actually be in Atlanta next month.
Good.
I am. I'm setting up at an event in Atlanta.
Okay, good. Because we're actually having an event on the 24th, but I don't know if you're in town that weekend.
In Atlanta? Next month in Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
That's actually the weekend I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'll be there on the 25th. I'm coming up on the 24th.
Well, we'll have to talk on the green room then. We'll talk later about that. Yeah, we're having our official book launch, and it's actually a gala, so we're actually going to have a red carpet experience, a full-course dinner, and, of course, a little short program and entertainment, and you know, we'll be able to do the lecture slide and all that kind of nice stuff.
Okay, we got to talk.
Yeah, see how things go. But let's do this, because time goes so quickly. Please, if you have any other, last things you want us to know about you and the business that you do, and please tell us how we can support you again on your website and also on the social media networks as well.
Yes. Well, first off, from, sharing's caring, I'm learning that that statement on social media. So sharing my website, sharing my Facebook page, that would help a lot. And anything about my business, just everything's custom made. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about it breaking anytime soon. I have a piece that's been around for years that I got from another custom made jeweler. And custom pieces, they're different. They stand out. And like I said before, I use the best quality materials for the necklaces and bracelets. And, if you have metal allergies, the customer can request for me to change the wire or the earring hooks, and I have certain ones that I can change, and it helps from not being allergic to the metal.
And that's good, because, yeah, people do have different allergies and nipple and all that, because I have a nipple sensitivity. So, yeah, oh, wow.
Exactly. A lot of people have nickel sensitivity, a lot.
Wow, you just have got me twirling now. But tell us again how we can contact you, and tell us again how we can contact you in your Facebook business page so we can reach out to you.
Okay, on my website there's a contact section if you want to go that route. It's www.bdbeadedcreations.com, or if you're on Facebook or on social media, you can contact me at BD Beady Creations, and that's probably the quicker way because I'm on social media a lot doing marketing and research. So either one of those ways, you can contact me, and when I get your message, I contact right back.
Wow. Well, we thank you so much, Betty Irvin. We thank you for being in your purpose, number one. Well, we thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be with us here on Good Deed.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have had an awesome, awesome session. I mean, you can tell the passion in Betty Irvin. You can tell the passion in her voice that she really enjoys what she's doing, and she's walking in her purpose. But if you want to know anything else about our radio show in regards to our advertising, sponsorship, We have one premium sponsors the whole year. So we actually have a newsletter that you can actually do an article. I mean, you can advertise in it, you know, kind of, you know, very similar to a magazine. I believe we're going to have to end up stepping up to a full magazine because we're getting a lot of exposure. But if you want to know something about our publishing company, our nonprofit organization, about our TV show, about our wonderful books that's out, Manifestations Now, Believe, Trust, and Walk Out Your Destiny, and also Sunday Grief MD, if you know someone that's going through the grieving process. But if you need us just for encouragement, motivation, mentorship, coaching, please contact us at www.reneesunday.com, and all of our social media links are there. We will have Betty Irving's information on our website and also on our social media networks. But always remember that you do have a call, and you do have a reason that you were born, number one, and a reason that you're on the earth right now. You have a purpose in life. You just can't stop. You can't quit. You can't stop. It's not an option. You have to do three things. That's believe, trust, and walk out your destiny. I love you, love you, love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.